This is Peter Francis, President of Clinical Laboratory Sales Training, and this article is entitled Instituting Higher Standards for Laboratory Customer Touch Departments. This was published in Advance for Administrators of the Laboratory, August 2009. Clinical laboratories, both commercial and hospitals, have a host of different departments that regularly touch either clients or their patients. Examples are client services, billing, phlebotomy, sales, courier, and technical and professional staff. For those labs who actively seek to increase their testing and revenues, it becomes obvious that training these employees remains a critical factor if management expects them to meet or exceed customer and patient expectations. Unfortunately, some managers view training as an interference with accomplishing their work. Thus, to consolidate time, effort, and financial resources, upper management frequently employs the tribal method of training. This translates into the new employee sitting, or traveling in the case of a sales or with a courier, with an established staff member for a certain number of days and learning by word of mouth. It's kind of like a monkey see, monkey do. But hold on a minute. What if the staff person has a bad day, or maybe they've had some bad habits, or maybe a poor attitude that particular day? Is observation all that remains in developing a new employee? Top laboratories have customer touch department supervisors, or maybe a designated trainer, who provides classroom-style training, along with manuals and role-playing activities. They have the new employee review policies and procedures for their particular department as part of their on-the-job training. The training should not stop after the initial session. Improving and advancing the skills and professionalism of every employee in the organization, especially customer touch employees, remains an ongoing process. Formal training sessions should be regular and non-negotiable. This accomplishes several things. One, it demonstrates the lab's commitment to improve each employee. Two, it helps establish the lab's culture. And three, it embeds correct standards and procedures. With training, everyone sings in harmony to the same tune. In the case of proper sales training, every representative should know things like how to respond to common objections, the four basic stages of a sales call, the components of a good sales strategy, how and when to suggest a commitment, how to build effective relationships, the follow-up procedures after a call, the various transport supplies the lab provides, the connectivity solutions that their lab offers, when ABM forms are used, the insurances and related subproducts the lab does not accept, and so forth. Knowing these items form the foundation. In addition, successful salespeople understand specific tests for upselling opportunities. Salespeople require ongoing training and skills refreshing due to the expansive knowledge they must possess for selling lab services. Sales training for established reps should be a minimum of twice a year to ingrain the proper techniques and adjunctive lab knowledge. There exists no substitute for repetitive training and follow-up coaching. Couriers, phlebotomists, billing, and client service employees especially require continuing customer service training due to their incessant interaction with clients and patients. They create either an exceptional, average, or poor experience for the customer and patient. In turn, this reflects upon the lab and shapes its reputation. There are several things labs can do to build and manage extraordinary levels of customer satisfaction and loyalty. The supervisors, or the trainer, need to teach that listening, understanding, and responding to clients and patients are very important aspects of every employee's job. If a staff member uncovers an issue, they should solve it politely and expeditiously or pass it on for immediate upper management resolution. Another operating principle good labs implement forges into two components. One is defining superior service, and the other one is establishing a service strategy. each customer touch department should write down an understandable and unifying idea of what the department wants to accomplish to make itself unique in the client's eyes. This concept of service strategy directs the attention of people in the department toward the real priorities of the client. A service strategy translates into a distinctive formula for delivering service. It focuses on a well-chosen benefit premise that demonstrates value to the client and establishes an effective competitive position. In essence, it says, "This is who we are, what we do, and what we believe in." The statement does not have to be long, and in fact, brevity, either one phrase or a clause, can be powerful and meaningful. Another way to establish superior benchmarks means setting standards and measuring performance. When it comes to improving service quality, the discussion begins and ends with the client's assessment. Superior service quality reigns if the client says so, and it vaporizes if the client says the department did a poor job. The client's most recent experiences and their level of satisfaction equate to the only true and reliable measurement of service quality. Targets should be set for items such as report turnaround, warehouse supply turnaround, acceptable hold times in client services and billing, time frames for courier pickup, acceptable wait times at patient service centers, acceptable number of specimen processing errors, patient redraws, and so forth. One of the most common traits of outstanding lab companies shows in their dedication to measuring customer satisfaction, both clients and patients. Sending or handing out satisfaction surveys gives the lab a sense of its service levels and where they should make improvements. To achieve higher standards, it condenses down to hiring the right employees for the right job. If you employ people within the customer touch departments who maintain a strong interest in client relations and they want to bend over backwards for the client or the patient, you will inculcate an enviable culture and set your lab on the right course. Establishing a service recovery component stands as another way to bring about superior customer service levels. Service recovery defines a term that describes a frequently repeated concern. If something goes wrong, will anybody make a special effort to set it right? Will someone go out of his way to make amends with a client or the patient? Does anyone know when or how to deliver a simple apology? A good service recovery system translates into a positive and managed effort to attack a problem so thoroughly the customer or the patient recognizes the attention and understands the lab's willingness to make it right. Building an effective service recovery system begins with two things. One is knowing the client or the patient's expectations, and secondly, understanding what the service breakdown looks and feels like from the victim's viewpoint. In summary, selecting the right individuals and offering continuous training within customer touch functions will facilitate indoctrinating higher standards for your lab. In order to compete effectively, the sales organization needs a thorough and constant stream of training and a variety of components. Creating optimal operational benchmarks, listening to client feedback, and then acting on the issues all work toward enhancing the lab's reputation. Every laboratory should institute a service recovery system wherein managers and supervisors meet to review customer issues, they create resolution, and inform the client of the solution. All of the suggestions listed above will go a long way in establishing higher service standards for your laboratory. This is Peter Francis, President of Clinical Laboratory Sales Training. I hope you have enjoyed listening to Instituting Higher Standards for Your Laboratory Customer Touch Departments.